With us in studio right now, and it is Joe Bastian. Joe, welcome to the program. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Joe is the author of a book called The Nain Rouge. Am I right?
Yes.
Nain Rouge, which is French for the Red Dwarf. Am I right?
That's right.
Okay. Also with us is Carl Winans. And Carl, you are the producer and the digital storyteller. And we'll be talking a little bit about that, right?
Yes.
You're taking the story of the book that he has written, and you're putting it into graphic form.
Yep, into a graphic novel.
And when a graphic novel, just quickly for people, that's online?
No.
Or it could be printed as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, printed as well.
Comic book. We used to call them comic books.
Yeah, essentially it's an 80-page comic book. So think about a novel-length comic book.
Now, that will also be digitally available too, am I right?
Yes, that's
correct. So people can look at that online, or they can go to a store and pick it up like an 80-page comic book.
And Joe, the last time you were on, we talked about the Big Boss Man. And now you're talking about a dwarf. Is there anything in between? Are you going to come back and talk to us about, somebody in between?
I might. You never know. I've written in a lot of different genres, and over the past few years, I've kind of fallen into a groove in this young adult fiction.
Ah. Well, tell us about the Nain Rouge. This is the first time I've heard of this. Is this a real legend from Detroit?
It is. And the legend, it's over 300 years old. It started as soon as the city was founded in 1701. And it's kind of interesting because I had heard about the legend about 10 years ago and just didn't really look into it. Someone had mentioned it, and I was like, oh, yeah, that sounds kind of cool. Well, in 2008, 2009, like a lot of people, I my company closed. I lost my job. Things are really, really bad around here. And sort of serendipitously, the Nain Rouge legend came across my field of vision again.
Wow.
And this time, I did a lot of research. I was just kind of, I don't know why. It was, one of those karma things. But what I learned was that they've actually seen this creature. There's documented sightings in the news, in the free press. People have seen this.
The news and free press like of 150, 200 years ago.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So they're documented sightings, and so there were bits and pieces people had written about the legend, but it was just more about...
So what is the red dwarf that they've been seeing? Is this a good thing or a bad thing? Is it what kind of character? It looks kind of evil in some of the things that I
have. Yeah, well, the legend says that the red dwarf is a harbinger of doom and appears just before bad things happen.
Well, in Detroit, we've had some colossal bad things.
Right.
So was it there about the fire?
That's they saw him for the fire before
the fire was
1805.
Yeah, right.
Just before the fire, before the riots, before a big snowstorm. As recently as 1976.
Was he here this year with all the snow we had? No sightings this year?
Well, they're going to talk about that at the parade tomorrow.
There's a parade coming up.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
Where is the parade going to be held?
The parade is in Midtown, and actually, it's really great. What they do is someone appears as the Nain Rouge in the beginning of the parade, and they march the Nain Rouge out of town. So they do this every year, and it's marching out all the bad energy, all the cold, all the winter, and ushering in spring and hope.
I'm all for that. So we've all got our red beads on. So what time does this start tomorrow?
It starts at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. And you said Midtown. That'll be
Midtown,
down by the library?
Down by the... It starts at the traffic jam in Snug, which is right on Canfield.
Right, Canfield. And
then the Nain Rouge, he usually appears. You never know. He's a troublemaker. But then if he does appear, then they get him and they march him out of town. And it ends up at the Masonic Temple.
Oh, I love it.
Where they banish him for the year.
So they head down Cass, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, they get on Cass.
Yeah.
So this is taking place, folks, for those of you who know Detroit, in the Cass Corridor. That's south of Wayne State University. So it starts at the traffic jam on Snug, which is a restaurant. Been there for a long time. A lot of fun. So that's a fun kind of parade. So now, what are these two books that you've written? And it's geared towards young adults, is it?
It's young adult fiction. I always say it's the Harry Potter crowd. So readers from... real strong readers from fifth grade all the way up into adulthood.
I have some grandchildren. I'm looking at these two copies that you left me here. I know exactly who I'm going to give it to. Those kids will gobble it up, I think. You see, you've got two books in the series now. A third one is coming out, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And the graphic novel is going to be a storyboard for a film, maybe?
Yes, and we actually have Martin Kleba. People know him from Pirates of the Caribbean. He's the model right now for the graphic novel.
A little person.
He's a little person.
A dwarf, sometimes called, right?
And So that's kind of going to be our storyboard for the film, and so we'll be working on all the film stuff into next year.
By the way, if you click on the link on our homepage, internetadvisor.net, we have things on the Nain Rouge. If you click on that one that has a picture of him, it has both a picture of him in the flames, and there's a picture of the graphic novel next to it. Carl Winans, come on, step into the conversation here, because your job, essentially, I understand, is taking these books and kind of visualizing them, right?
Yes, so I'm working with Joe. We put together a team to create the graphic novel version, and we decided that we wanted to kind of take a crowdfunding approach, so we decided to put this on Kickstarter and try to produce this graphic novel. So we brought in Patrick McAvoy. He's an illustrator. He's worked with Marvel and Sony Online and a lot of other places.
Yeah.
And so he's done the initial renderings that you see.
Yeah, they're pretty impressive. And by the way, if you click on the any of the links that are in there to the Kickstarter link, or if you click on the picture of the Nain Rouge that we have at the top of our story notes, that'll take you there. And on that site, there's even a little video that you can run that will give you a little of the background. It was kind of cool. And then you scroll down, you'll see your guys' faces and then also Kleb's face.
Well, and actually, you've got 4,000 raised. And
what's your goal?
18,000.
18,000. Okay. And there's some great premiums, right? So my son was going through here, and, you know, for one of the premiums, you get to put your name appears in the back of the graphic novel, and you could get a signed copy of the graphic novel by the author, by Joe and the illustrator. And so it's very cool. And when you think about it, you know, this is the rebirth of this legend. This may have some legs. It may be turned into a movie.
Yeah, that would really, I think it would be really cool.
To have
the Packard plant.
We can use the Packard plant. But to have something, right? If you go on and become a donor, right? To be part of that beginning, it would be very, very cool.
So, by
the way, we've done it. And I think it's very, very cool.
It just catches your fancy, folks.
If you support Detroit.
Right. It is supporting Detroit, besides supporting these guys here, where it says The Legend of the Nain Rouge, a graphic novel, becomes a Kickstarter project. You click on that Kickstarter project, it'll take you to the page, and you can decide on what level you want to give. And I hope, if you believe in Detroit, if you believe in this kind of thing, it's pretty kind of neat. Joe, as you see your books turning into graphic images, what are your feelings about that? Does it capture what you've been writing? You have kind of strange feelings about it?
Yeah, it's actually exciting. And one of the things, when I started writing this, I wanted the story. This is our story. This is our folklore. If you're from this region,
Detroit,
or if you live here,
right?
Everybody owns this. So I almost feel like I'm sort of the curator, you know,
or
the curator of this legend now, because I kind of brought it all together. I took the bits and pieces and I created a backstory, and now it's kind of getting traction.
What I love about this, guys, is the whole underlying theme of marching the bad out of town.
Yeah.
We need that this year.
Oh, man.
Boy, we need that this year.
I thought, what a great time to do that.
Come down, get a photo of you and the Nain Rouge, and sign up and...
So again, the parade starts when?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock tomorrow Sunday here in downtown Detroit. It's in the Cass Corridor area. For those of you who must Cass
Canfield.
At Canfield.
Canfield, yep.
Just west of Woodward.
Actually, that's one of the places that we go after.
Yes,
that
is.
Once in a while.
Traffic Jam and Snug. It's a great restaurant.
Great.
And it'll start there and then goes down to the Masonic Temple.
Right. And then there's an after party at the Masonic Temple.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, we'll be down there. Martin Klebel will be down there signing autographs.
Oh, wow.
I'll be down there signing books. And
excellent.
We've got some merchandise and stuff.
You can get in on the ground floor of the rebirth of the Nain Rouge legend.
I love it. Chasing the bad out of town. So do get involved in a Kickstarter. Again, go to internetadvisor.net. In the middle of our story notes there, you'll find all the links to the Nain Rouge and find out more about that. Joe, congratulations to you. Good luck to you. Carl, good luck to you.
Thank you.
As this keeps on going, please let us know what's happening, all right?
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.